I'm joined here today by Per Bergin, CFO, COO and founding partner of Prolifico. Per, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, there's been a lot of investor attention has been paid to the alternative real estate space, obviously, particularly in the US, through developed markets in Asia and Europe. Now, Prolifico is actually targeting alternative real estate, particularly senior housing, student housing, self-storage and data centers, actually in Brazil. Talk to me about the opportunities that you're actually seeing on the ground, because this is not obviously just an emerging market play, but actually an emerging asset class play. What are you seeing?
Yes, indeed, the markets are quite early stage. So alternative real estate is a new asset class in Brazil, per se. However, if you look abroad in pretty much any single country that these products have been introduced, they work pretty much everywhere. And the reason being that the product is a necessity. So in the initial stages, it's more about educating the markets, about promoting the concepts, whether it's self-storage or senior living or student housing.
So talk to me about kind of your activity and your, you know, your kind of equity deployment, as it were, over the next 12 to 18 months. What sector do you find kind of the most compelling within Brazil?
Well, I would say the self-storage market, firstly, because our firm is most advanced in that market today. But also secondly, because the market as such is the most kind of institutionalized, if you will. It's still very early stage, but it has at least a proper association. It's got, you know, institutional capital allocated to it to some extent already. And we can see that growth is likely to accelerate sooner rather than later in that market, or before the others.
And talk to me about that growth, because I did hear some figures that there's literally just, 120 self-storage facilities in Brazil, and that kind of compares to the US of 50,000. What are your expectations for kind of growth potential?
Well, the numbers speak for themselves, don't they? It's very early stage still. I mean, no one is expecting the market to reach US standards of 50,000 facilities, as you just mentioned, but the consensus amongst the operators locally is that there's room for about 5,000. So of the 120 existing, of which most are moms and pops, you can only imagine how little penetrated the market really is and how big the growth potential.
Where are you having to kind of locate? Is it, do you concentrate on the key cities? You know, is it new development?
Well, first, there's gateway cities. Those are definitely the low-hanging fruits, mainly because that's where you would have residents who will have heard about the concept or the markets are a bit more advanced as well, where new ideas tend to emerge. Also because they may have traveled abroad and seen it or lived abroad even. But the potential definitely doesn't stop there. I mean, if you talk about self-storage, you know, there's 20 cities with over a million in population in Brazil. There's absolutely no reason why there shouldn't be a number of self-storage facilities in every single one of these 20 cities.
Yeah. And is it all new development for yourself?
It's both, actually. And it's, well, you know, all these businesses have a very strong underlying real estate play. And real estate is opportunistic to some extent. And they're also all urban phenomenons, which means that it's, you know, you get what you get, basically. And we are very much open to retrofits. Currently, we are doing a retrofit and a greenfield development at the same time.
And how are you actually, because I know obviously that there's a real operational aspect to a lot of alternative real estate, particularly when you get into the senior housing and obviously student housing sectors. But just talk to me about kind of how you're structuring kind of the operation side of it. I believe it's kind of like OpCo, PropCo.
Yeah, firstly, because these markets are all pretty early stage in Brazil, there's a natural need to transfer know-how from abroad, which kind of justifies Prolifico's DNA as being part foreign, part Brazilian. In the self-storage business, for instance, we partnered up with the CEO and the co-founder of Big Yellow, which is one of the leading European self-storage owner and operator, one of the largest, and also the most recognized brand. We kind of structured it as an OpCo-PropCo deal. We're pretty structure agnostic, but we structured it that way because it maximizes flexibility with regards to growth as much as exit.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, does this give you much more greater flexibility in terms of the exit? How do you kind of view the exit?
Well, firstly, because if REITs is a growing market in Brazil, Brazilian REITs, or the analogous to it, And if we were to exit as a lead, as a REIT, which is quite likely, you would want to keep these the operation and the assets separate. But a straight up IPO is as likely a scenario, in which case you would merge the real assets SPVs with the operations beforehand. And it also keeping it separate potentially provides for additional opportunities with regards to debt financing, securing debt financing down the road.
Yeah. So let's have a quick look at kind of senior housing, because one of the things, one of the stereotypes I would argue that there is in Brazil, it's an exceptionally young country. So you wouldn't have perhaps seen the demand that you're perhaps, you know, expecting for particularly for Europe and kind of the US. You know, how Prolifico sees that demand, but also kind of where you're kind of allocating your resources.
People tend to think that Brazil is has a demographic bonus. That was definitely truer 10 years ago than it is today. And the reason being that with this increased middle class, the fertility rate has come down, and also life expectancy with increased quality of life has gone up, which means, just to name a number, the population of the over 80 years old is expected to grow by over 5% a year until 2050. So it basically provides for entry-level senior living demand, which is going to grow exponentially over the next few years. Then with regards to culturally, the market is is a bit different from the US. So you wouldn't, you know, a Brazilian doesn't take care of his parents like an American would, let's say. But that doesn't mean that your parent needs to actually share room in the same apartment or the same home. What it does mean, though, is that...
Because there is that culture, isn't there, that being much more closer to the family and much more kind of, tighter knit, as it were.
Definitely. But, yeah, exactly. What it means is that your parents should be a drive away. You should be able to visit them on a regular basis. And since the children tend to work and live in the cities, that means that the parents would have to be near or inside the city as well.
So you're concentrating most of your activity when it comes to senior housing. Is it concentrated on like Sao Paulo, Rio? Where are you kind of looking for the best opportunities?
Again, we are between Sao Paulo and Rio from an like partner and office point of view. So this is definitely our first axis of focus, let's say. But from where to expand, therefore, nationally. And Rio has some dynamics a bit like Florida in the sense that the climate is quite agreeable to elderly, so the population percentage of the elderly tends to be higher. So Rio would be the primary focus.
And it is, because it is exceptionally operationally intensive. You know, here in the US, you know, across Europe, you know, are you doing the same things in terms of, you know, that OpCo, PropCo, the getting the operating team, you know, in place and kind of concentrating on the real estate, separating the two?
Definitely. We definitely do that. And who we partnered up there is also someone who's got quite a bit of experience in developing these businesses in the southern region of Europe, so countries like Spain or Italy, would share a lot of common cultural background with Brazil, so the product is likely to be similar.
And then just give me a quick overview in terms of student housing. You know, again, you're talking about there's a very different culture, perhaps in kind of Latin America and Brazil. Are they beginning to move away more from their parents, more from their families?
There's definitely a trend like that. Today, the student population is about 6 million, of which 10 to 30% live and study abroad, or let's say away from their hometown, depending on the city. That population is expected to double until 2020. So it provides for, you know, 500,000 to a million of direct student population potential markets. The first low-hanging fruit, so to speak, is the first-year student who's leaving the parents' house for the first time, where parents are very concerned about security, safety, and amenities, and having the children blend into a network of sorts. So willing to pay almost a premium for a facility that offers such services.
So talk to me in regard, because as we mentioned, you know, these are very much emerging asset classes, you know, within an emerging marketplace. You kind of got double the emerging. How do you get that strategy across to investors?
So far, investors have been pretty much all foreign. And that is because, again, down to market education, if you speak to a U.S. investor or a European investor, you mentioned self-storage, that you don't have to spend any time on you know, explaining if the product works and what it is, whereas in Brazil it's a bit different. And we think that over the next 3 to 5 years this will pick up significantly in Brazil. So you will see a tremendous increase in the awareness of these.
Seeing a real shift in domestic investors, sophistication in terms of investing in real estate?
Well, it started. So institutional investors, just to come back to that point, has started already in self-storage from the likes of Texas Teachers, who have recently invested in the market leader. Locally, there hasn't yet, but local pension funds have, who historically owned a few corporate bonds and blue chips, have now started to diversify into alternatives. And within alternatives, real estate has a lion's share, and within real estate, it's only a matter of time until they will finally pick up on the concept of alternative real estate, which offers resilience and is quite decoupled from the micro swings.